Well, the past several years, we've had the Peter White Library display in the entryway there, and it's all featured a gentle Thanksgiving, so a vegan Thanksgiving. Well, this year, we're moving that traveling display to the Ishpeming Carnegie Library. So for the month of November, people can view lots of different information, books on how to have a gentle Thanksgiving and a healthier Thanksgiving. And then, of course, the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. we host something called Vegan Table, where we go to different restaurants in the area and help educate them about plant-based options on their menu.
How has that gone over? I know that that in particular is one of these opportunities, like you mentioned just about in the previous segment, about how people hear vegan, they hear vegetable-based diet, they hear plant-based diet, they start thinking all these things. When you actually get people to sit down and you're able to show them some of these recipes and some of these, what reactions are you getting?
The bottom line is they come back because the food's phenomenal. So really, it's a nice way for us to connect with local restaurants. They appreciate us coming in and saying, hey, what are the types of things that you'd be interested in? And we have actually found that several restaurants in town, one that I can think of, Sayua Thai Bistro, mm-hmm. On Front Street, they have just added an entire vegan menu. It's a separate menu you can ask for, and it is phenomenal.
It is amazing when you go to their website. I'm on it right now at northernvegans.com, and you go to the recipe link, and I'm looking at some of the main dishes, and this one immediately pops into my mind for you.
Okay.
Big fella over there. The Moroccan stew. This is all
sounds
vegan.
Sounds intriguing.
It's ground or crushed diced tomatoes. There's sweet potatoes in here, chickpeas, eggplant, curry powder. A lot of the vegan recipes really dive into that, I want to say, almost a Middle Eastern flair, just because of the amount of flavor that gets infused into what could be considered somewhat bland to start with. I mean, eggplant doesn't taste like a whole lot until you do something like this. The creativity in the cooking is what really intrigues me a lot.
Well, and I think that's why when we go to different restaurants in the area, they always get excited about hosting us because they can branch out and try something new. And oftentimes we find that once we leave, whatever dish or dishes they have made for us work their way onto the menus because people say, wow, this is really, really good.
Now, I've asked you this before, but your story, again, because you chose this lifestyle for actually health reasons, if I remember correctly, right?
I sure did. In 2001, I was experiencing a lot of different health problems and realized that I was reactive to many different foods. And as I started trying to reintroduce those into my diet through a rotational plan, I was working with my doctor at the time, I just realized that I felt the best when I was eating vegan, mm-hmm. and I was doing it kind of by default. I'd been vegetarian for years, mm-hmm. but then when I also cut out the dairy products, then it was amazing, my energy level and how I felt.
I was reading somewhere that everyone is lactose intolerant to one degree or another. It just takes some people a lot longer to get to that intolerance stage. Is that something you're finding with people, too?
Yeah, it is. It really is. And for a lot of different things, if you cut milk or dairy out of your diet, one thing that you notice right off the bat for a lot of people is you're not as congested. Many people suffer from chronic sinus issues, and you find that when you cut out dairy, that you don't have that in your throat, the back of your throat, or your sinuses stuffed up.
Now, again, let's break this down for folks that are just joining us here. There's a vegetarian and there's vegan. There is a difference. Explain if you would, please.
Sure. Vegetarian would mean cutting out meat products, but many vegetarians still eat eggs and or cheese. However, vegans, it's no animal products at all, so no meat or dairy or honey or things that come from an animal.
And the goal of the group, as we've discussed before, is not to force this upon people, but you're an option and you're an information source.
Absolutely. We find that people come to us for a variety of reasons, whether they're interested in the protection of animals, which is where most people's minds go when you think vegan. But we're finding a lot of people are choosing vegan as an option for health. And that's what we're seeing a lot more these days. So really, whether you're a curious meat eater, you're a vegetarian, or you're a vegan, everyone's welcome. And there isn't a secret password. There's no handshake or anything like that. Just good, solid food.
Well, one way to find that out is with what you've got coming up this evening. So again, what's happening tonight, when and where?
Sure. at 6 p.m. this evening at the Peter White Public Library. Northern Vegans is showing Dr. McDougall's Disputes Major Medical Treatments, A Sane Approach to Heart Disease. Basically, it's a focus on preventing and reversing heart disease through diet. So there'll be information there. There will also be some vegan food for people to try and a great opportunity to meet other people who are also seeking to become healthier.
And if you'd like to find out more about the group, and again, I'm looking right at it, northernvegans.com, and it's everything from an information source to a recipe book to all sorts of information there, and also a contact. So if you'd like to find out more about the group, you're welcome to do it that way as well. We'll post that to our blog at markandwalt.com. Always good to see you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Always good to talk about this, and it's always good to remind myself to head to that website because I saw that, like, I know what I'm doing for dinner tonight. So there you go. Natasha, you look good.